I go to sleep properly, I thought I would share with you some of the noises of this sleeper compartment on the Milan-Palermo sleeper train. We are about half an hour south of Pisa. We've had our final stop of the evening, and we now run non-stop for about 5.5-6 hours down to Salerno. By my reckoning, we're still on time, which is good, but we'll see if that keeps up. I have closed the interconnecting door, switched off my light, put the blind down, leaving a little crack because I want to know when it's light. Mark is fast asleep in his compartment. I've turned his light off too. Wine had a nice anaesthetising effect after not much food today, but we've been feasting on bread and ham and like a very nice little picnic that we built at the supermarket down by the metro. Milan Central, Cinquale. I haven't quite got this pronunciation thing right. So far, this has been a brilliant trip. Not without its stresses, but then that's just part and parcel of travelling, isn't it? But it's been brilliant. Both the hotels so far been good. The train journeys have been every bit as good as I expected them, if not more so. I've now been on this train for 4.5 hours, so about the equivalent of London to Edinburgh. It doesn't feel like any time at all. I've still got 16 hours or so left to go. Hopefully, good 6 of those we'll sleep for and then see what happens in the morning. Hopefully a fine view of the sea as we go south from Salerno down to Messina Straits and along the top of Sicily. Oh, I've been looking forward to this for so long, it seems amazing to be doing it. Amazing to have been to the expo today. Be on the sleeper train which will cross the Messina, because the Messina Straits on a boat. That's the point, that's the thing. That's the fulcrum around which this ship has been built. Going on one of the only train boats in the world, in Europe certainly. Dozy. I'll give you another minute of the sounds and then it is good night.